Tougher on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Mark Tupper joins us each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. Let's start with the Illini football.
Well, good challenge for the Illini football team tomorrow morning at Memorial Stadium. They play an Eastern Michigan team that should be their best opponent to date and a pretty good prep test for the Big Ten opener next week against Nebraska. Eastern Michigan is 1-1. They're from the Mid-American Conference, and they earned some respect by virtue of playing in bowl games two of the last 3 years, and because they pulled off a shocker by winning at Purdue last year. They're an effective passing team with a senior quarterback, Mike Glass, who was 20 of 22 in their season opening victory and who threw it 53 times in a loss to Kentucky last week. They like to throw the ball. They're not very good running the ball. This will be a good test for Illinois' pass rush and for its secondary, which has some injuries right now. I think the question is, can Eastern Michigan stop an Illini offense that would get a major boost if running back Reggie Corbin plays? He sat out all of last week and most of week one with a hip pointer, and Lovie was typically very vague about his availability this week. They need him, and I think he will play. If he does, the running game becomes instantly better, and so should Brandon Peters' opportunities in the passing game, because Eastern Michigan's defense will have its hands full. Peters has thrown seven touchdown passes in two games. I think he's been pretty good. But teams like Eastern Michigan, they take these teams against these games against Big Ten teams very seriously. I mean, this is how they gain notoriety. This is the big game on their schedule, and they will channel whatever lessons they learned winning at Purdue last year. So they'll be ready from the start. And Illinois, unlike last week, had better be ready from the start as well. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. The betting line opened at 10.5 points. I think it's now down to 7. This is a good test because 3-0 is the goal going into Big Ten play. And then on Sunday, the Bears play at Denver in a 3:25 game. This is a, you know, they need an obviously a much better bounce back performance from their opener. They'll be playing against their former defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. This is a really tough game for Matt Nagy, who I thought called a very poor game in the opener, and for Mitch Trubisky, who played a very poor game in the opener. They've got to get their running game going. They completely ignored that against the Packers, and I think that hurt them.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little baseball with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Smith Tire.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure, and of course, the price. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. We're the area's only Michelin Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean and how they can affect your tire and service needs. And with quality tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal, we'll have a tire to fit your needs and budget. And for service needs, remember Smith Tire Company for oil changes, wheel alignment, air conditioner repair, brakes, shocks and struts, tire rotation, and tire repair. When you're driving on the highway or when the weather is bad, you deserve to have confidence in your tires and in your tire dealer. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We're in the home stretch for Major League Baseball.
We really are. You know, the ball usually flies out of Coors Field, but for 2 days in a row, it did not. The Cardinals losing 2-1 on consecutive games to the Rockies. So yesterday, the odds said it was time to see some long balls again, and the Cardinals hit 5 of them in a 10-3 victory with home runs by Fowler, Wong, Ozuna, Ravello, and Harrison Bader. So thus ends the recent 6-game road trip. And this also ends baseball against bad teams for the rest of the season for the Cardinals, because with 15 games to go, all of them are against teams with winning records. All of them are against teams in postseason contention. And that starts tonight at 7:15 when the Cardinals return home to play the Milwaukee Brewers, who yesterday won their 7th game in a row. I would think they're running a little on raw emotion since the loss of their best player, Christian Yelich. This might actually not be a bad time to bump into them. The Cardinals play Milwaukee tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Then they play the Washington Nationals Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then they travel to Chicago to face the Cubs next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a four-game series at Wrigley, before they play a three-game series in Arizona, and wrapping up the regular season with three games at Busch Stadium September 27th, 28th, and 29th against the Cubs. The Cubs got a stellar pitching performance from Yu Darvish yesterday in a 4-1 win over the San Diego Padres. Yu Darvish went six innings, gave up two hits, struck out 14, a save with the bases loaded in the ninth inning by Rowan Wick. The Cubs return home to open a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates today, 3:05 first pitch, John Lester on the mound. And the standings, the Cardinals still with a four-game lead over the Cubs and Milwaukee. And in the wild card race, Washington holds the number one spot by 3.5 games over the Cubs and Brewers, who are tied. The Phillies and Mets are two back from there. The season ends, Brian, 2 weeks from Sunday.
All right, my friend, enjoy your weekend. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We get back on the other side of the break. We got the Brinkouter home highlight. And we'll have not one, two, three folks from Brinkouter in. We'll talk about open houses this Sunday and a little event going on in the Berg. That's like our adopted hometown.
It is.
We don't live in the Berg, but we love the people in the Berg.
I love the Berg.
I'm just here for the corn.